Hi, this is Scott Delosio, and this is Paris Auto Speedway podcast number 8 for the 2017 season. Today, we're mostly going to talk about the Salute to Indy, which comes up at the pass this Saturday night. That's May 27th. Spectator gates are going to open at 5 p.m. The first race will be at 7 this Saturday. Adult tickets are $25. Seniors get in for $20. That's seniors 65 and over. Active military member with their proper ID, teens 13 to 18 with their school ID, kids 6 to 12, they all get in for $5. Children 5 and under are admitted absolutely free. Parking on the fairgrounds is $8. We'll talk more about that, where to order advance tickets, or if you don't want to order advance tickets, you don't have to. We'll have plenty of tickets for everybody this Saturday night. I want to get that out of the way before I forget that at the end of this podcast. Going back to the Salute to Indy. This Saturday night, you're going to see the AMSOIL USAC CRA Sprint Cars. The past Senior and Young Gun Sprint's also going to be in action. And the California Lightning Sprint Cars are going to be there for their first of two appearances in 2017. That's this Saturday night. Salute to Indy, a long historical race at Paris Auto Speedway. So it was started in 1948, and the winner of the first one was Dempsey Wilson, whose son Seth Wilson has raced numerous times at Paris Auto Speedway, first in dwarf cars and then in sprint cars. Now, the all-time leading winner in Salute to Indy is Dean Thompson. He won the thing six times. Bubby Jones, he won it like four times. There's a little thing, maybe an asterisk, to put by those totals. And the reason I say that, not to take anything away from those guys, but from the late 70s to the mid-1980s, when you talked about the Salute to Indy at Ascot, there were two or three Salute to Indies every year. I think there was two most years and three one year. It'd be Saturday and Sunday night or Sunday and Monday night. And one year it was actually Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night. So those guys got an extra chance to win some extra races. And Dean Thompson took full advantage of that. I think he won like five in a row in a two-year span at one point. The defending champion of the Salute to Indy, Austin Williams. Last year, he won his first ever Paris Auto Speedway main event in the Salute to Indy. He came back later in the year, won his second Paris Auto Speedway main event. I think that was the California Racers Hall of Fame night. I could be wrong on that one, though. But it was ironic that he won his first ever Paris Auto Speedway main at the Salute to Indy because his father, National Sprint Car Hall of Famer Rip Williams, won his first ever sprint car main event at the Salute to Indy at Ascot back in 1983. Last year's win in the Salute to Indy was not his first ever win for Austin in a sprint car, but it was his first ever win at Paris Auto Speedway, and that's like a big first win as his daddy did when he won his first ever sprint car race at the Salute to Indy. Current guys, Damian Gardner, Corey Kruseman, they lead the Salute to Indy winners of Paris Auto Speedway. They've each won the race three times. Matt Mitchell and Blake Miller are the only other drivers to have won it more than once. They each have two wins. Rain was a big winner back in 2008. Show got rained out. That's the only time in the history of the Salute to Indy at Paris Auto Speedway that has been rained out. We don't think we're going to have that problem this week. The weather looks great. If you were here earlier this week, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I should say, the temperature was nearly 100 degrees. Today, we're barely touching 70. Should be in the mid-70s for Saturday. It's going to be great weather for racing. We do hope you come out and join us. Guy who won the Salute to Indy back in 2012, Mike Spencer, broke a winless streak of about 2 years or a little more than 2 years 3 weeks ago when he won the USAC CRA Sprint Car main event at the Ventura Raceway, finishing ahead of Damian Gardner and Brody Roa. It was good to see Mike. He was obviously emotional when he got to Victory Circle, and Chris Holt interviewed him up there at Ventura. It was his first ever win for the Gansons. Mike Spencer is rejuvenated. He's flying. He had a tough year last year, if you remember. Car owner Ron Chaffin passed away before the season started. He got to run the 50 car once. He drove the Moose Racing car once. He drove for Corey Kruseman once. Then he got the Ganson ride. They had a good season, but not what you'd expect as they were getting used to each other. They're used to each other now. Mike Spencer is reborn. He's ready to do some more winning, and he needs to win one at Paris Auto Speedway as well, because he won the Salute to Indy at Paris Auto Speedway, but his last ever win at the pass came in 2012 at the Oval Nationals. He is due at Paris Auto Speedway. He's flying this year. I think he's going to win one before the year is out at the pass. In the point standings, five-time champion Damian Gardner leads Brody Roa by 34 points heading into Saturday's race. Mike Spencer is third. Then it's Jake Swanson and the Moose Racing number 92 fourth. The Williams brothers, Cody, Austin, and Logan, are currently ranked 5th through 7th. Guy, we got to talk. Oh, there's going to be a big announcement at Paris Auto Speedway, by the way. I can't tell you what it is, because it wouldn't be big if I told you now. You'll hear it at Paris Auto Speedway this Saturday night. Got to be there for that. Story of Ronnie Gardner this week. This was going to be a sensational week for Ronnie Gardner, going back to Indiana to run his first ever USAC Silver Crown race at the Indy Mile on Thursday night, a race where his grandpa, Ronnie Duman, was no stranger. And, like it's been going on in the Midwest all week long, the race got rained out. So he flew all the way back to Indiana to run that Silver Crown race, got rained out. He had a ride lined up with a 410 sprint car. He was going to fly back to the pass for Saturday night, run a 410 sprint car. For some reason, that car is not going to make the call. So he's out of the Silver Crown race. He is out of at least the ride he was going to drive Saturday with the USAC CRA sprint cars. But you'll still see him on the racetrack this Saturday night. Indiana Midget Week is coming up, and he's going to drive a car that he normally doesn't drive, or I don't think he's ever driven, for Jerome Rodella. So they're going to bring that car out, and they're going to run a few hot laps just to check some measurements on the seat and the pedals and everything. That should be, I guess, sometime during intermission he's going to do that. So we'll still see him in a race car Saturday night, whether we see Ronnie Gardner racing or not. Who knows? God, that's got to be a tough luck, flying all the way back to Indiana and then getting rained out, and then your 410 ride you had is not going to be able to make it. Pass Young Gun's going to be on hand. That's for drivers 14 to 25 with no prior sprint car experience. 14 years old, right? 14 years old. The point leader's 14 years old. First year racing big size sprint cars. That's Joel Rayburn. He's a high school student out of West Covina. Great interview that kid is. Second spot, mechanical engineering student at UCR. That is Daniel Anderson, another great interview. And Acton's Hannah Mayhew is currently third in the Young Gun point standings. Hannah probably should have been leading the pack by now, but she had some tough luck the first two races. Go to the senior sprint cars. That's for drivers 40 and over, and that's a mix of guys who've raced for years and brand new guys. Coming in, we have a point lead deadlock. That's right. Two guys tied for the point lead, Richard McCormick and Rick Hendricks. Rick Hendricks, a past senior sprint car champion. They each have 125 points coming into this Saturday's race. Those two guys always put on a good show, and a bunch of the other guys really help, but those guys are always up front. You got two more guys who have never raced a senior sprint car. I don't think anywhere, but for sure at Paris Auto Speedway are going to be in action this Saturday night. John Aiden, the former Speedway motorcycle racer, he's run some races with USAC CRA. He's also the promoter of Wheel to Wheel Raceway up in Victorville, California. He's going to contest his first ever senior sprint car main event this Saturday night. And a past regular in the USAC CRA sprint car series, a guy who has not raced a full-size sprint car since 2004, Jimmy May, is going to make his sprint car debut with the seniors this Saturday night as well. This Saturday night, we're also going to do the Relay for Life at Paris Auto Speedway. If you're familiar, the Relay for Life from the American Cancer Society, Paris Auto Speedway, over the past, I want to say, 10 years, has raised more than $125,000 for that great cause through the generosity of the great fans at the pass, the drivers, the sponsors, their crews. Every single cent goes straight to help fight cancer. So that we ask you Saturday night if you have some extra change in your pocket, whether it's one penny up to a bunch of pocket change, or if you have some extra bills in your pocket, could be a $1 bill, a $5 bill, a $100 bill. It all goes to help fight cancer. The drivers will come up into the grandstands at intermission, helmets in hand. they're going to be collecting just for that. That's this Saturday night. We appreciate if you can spare some change for that. June 3rd, PASCAR Stock Car Series comes back to Paris Auto Speedway along with the IMCA Modifieds. Make your plans for that one. Got to check out the incredible win streak of Luke Dodd. The last 7 or 8 street stock main events, he's won all but one. Immaculate fast race car. He's always fun to watch. That's Luke Dodd out of Riverside. Another guy is fun to watch, Mike Kirby in the IMCA Modifieds. He has won 2 of the first 3 main events this year. Mike Kirby, former sprint car driver, former winner of the Salute to India Paris Auto Speedway, stepped out of sprint cars a few years ago, now enjoying his life in the Modifieds, races against his daughter, Brenda, in the Modifieds, and he won the main event last time out. If you haven't seen the IMCA Modifieds at Paris Auto Speedway, went back to IMCA 3 years ago. The fields keep growing. There's almost always more than 22 or 23 cars. Come out and check them out. They're cars from all over California, and we get some out-of-state cars to join that show as well. July 1st, LKQ Pick Your Part, Night of Destruction number 4 for the 2017 season, and the biggest and best fireworks show in Riverside County. You're going to have figure eight racing. You got figure eight trailer racing, the crazy demo cross, which the fans go wild about, cross kart racing, which is new to Paris Auto Speedway, but thus far has been very exciting. Hopefully the field's going to continue to grow in that one. That is spectator racing. That's July 1st, the annual fireworks show this year. LKQ Pick Your Part, Night of Destruction number 4 that night. You can get advanced tickets for that online. TIX.com or ParisAutoSpeedway.com or by calling 1-800-595-4849, like every single event at Paris Auto Speedway. If you do not wish to buy advance tickets, don't worry about it. We'll have plenty of tickets for everybody at the ticket window on race night. Got to backtrack a moment. A guy I like to thank because he has been so supportive, not only of Paris Auto Speedway, but of short track racing in Southern California. You know, the big newspapers have basically all turned their back on short track racing, all with the exception of one. I should say big newspapers, all but the exception of one, big newspaper group. Louis Brewster mentioned short track racing, Paris Auto Speedway, Orange Show, Ventura, Irwindale all the time. Big thank you to Louis Brewster for not forgetting us. It's a time when big time racing is basically overshadowed the short track stuff, so it's hard to get any attention anywhere in newspapers. Louis Brewster includes the pass and the other short tracks in the newspapers every single week. When I say newspapers, I think it's like 9 different newspapers around Southern California. His help is invaluable. Thank you so much, Louis Brewster, for all you do to promote short track racing. Social media, where would we be without it these days? Paris Auto Speedway is very active in social media. We update our social media sites usually 3 to 5 times a day. That includes Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, especially Facebook and Twitter. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter, along with YouTube, or Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Paris Auto Speedway. Just type in Paris Auto Speedway in any of those 3. It'll take you right to us. If you go to Twitter, we're Paris Auto SPDWY. Once again, on Twitter, that's Paris Auto SPDWY. You can find pictures, race results, stories, interesting links on different events around the country. Once again, please check out and join our social media. Once again, this Saturday night, annual Salute to Indy. Gates are going to open at 5 p.m. First race is going to be at 7. AMSOIL USAC CRA Sprint Cars, PASS Senior and Young Gun Sprint Cars, and the California Lightning Sprint Cars. Once again, adult tickets are $25. Senior 65 and over, get in for $20. Active military member with proper ID, teens 13 to 18 with their school ID, and kids 6 to 12, it is just $5. Children 5 and under are admitted absolutely free. Fairgrounds parking is $8. You can get those tickets online at TIX.com. You can actually go to the Paris Auto Speedway website. Got to mention that too real quick. Lance Jennings, the brand new Paris Auto Speedway website earlier this year. It's beautiful. It's awesome. It's updated. Way more information than we used to have. Go check it out. You can click on the ticket link on the front page there and get advanced tickets for this Saturday or any race at Paris Auto Speedway throughout the year. If you don't want to buy advanced tickets, no problem. Every single race, you're going to get in. We will have plenty of tickets for everyone every time we open the doors at Paris Auto Speedway. Just show up at the ticket window on race night. Once again, my name's Scott Delosio. I'm excited. Salute to Indy this Saturday night. Hopefully you come out and join us. It's going to be great racing and great weather at Southern California's home to Major League Sprint Car Racing. See you there. Hey, I need to cut back in with something I forgot about in that podcast. I left the California Lightning Sprint Cars out of my notes. California Lightning Sprint Cars is going to be their first of two appearances at Paris Auto Speedway this year. They come in with six races under their belts this season. Bobby Mikhnovich and J.R. Kramer have each won two main events. Chris Crash Dickey won the last one for one of the SoCal guys. That was up at Chico Silver Dollar Speedway 3 weeks ago. And a driver out of Washington won the other main event that weekend at Placerville. I'm sorry, his name has slipped my memory right now. They're going to be on hand. They always put on a good show. A lot of graduates, Mike Spencer, just David Carty, guys who came out of the California Lightning Sprint Cars and into the USAC CRE Sprint Car Series. Coming into this Saturday night's race, Jarrett Kramer, the 2010 series champion, has a 15-point lead over Cody Nye, last year's Rookie of the Year, and a guy who just graduated from San Diego State University a couple weeks ago. Third in the point standings, guy who just turned 14 years old earlier this week. That's Aiden Lang out of Lakewood. Then it's Bobby Mikhnovich, the four-time champion, fourth. And fifth spot, another one of the teenagers, Eric Greco. He's out of Palmdale. I think I got it all in this time. I'm not going to come back and bother you again, but come see me Saturday night at Paris Auto Speedway. Say hi and come out for the best night of racing you can find anywhere west of the Mississippi.